I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Guys, it's hard doing this podcast, right? I've been getting all these really intense headaches and shit all the time. So I thought I'm going to take myself down to Specsavers and I'm going to see if it's something to do with my eyes. So I go down there and the optician asks me, "Have you been looking at screens a lot?" And I say, "Yeah, of course I've been looking at screens a lot. I do a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then have real conversations with real people. Of course I've been looking at screens. Every time I shut my eyes, I'm seeing balloon fetish chat rooms, clown chat rooms, bog standard sex chat rooms. It's mad. I'm getting no natural light. I'm like a mole. I'm turning into a pale mole." I freaked her out, but basically she said that I need to go outside and get some vitamin D. And you know what? I got up and I stormed out. Because she doesn't get what I'm trying to do for this country, right? She doesn't understand me. Nobody does. She doesn't care about the podcast. All she cares about is fucking eyesight. And it's sad. But then I was thinking, right, she is actually onto something. Because I could be outside and I could still be in a chat room on my phone. So I could walk around and still be connected to a little bog standard sex chat room. And then I was thinking, what if people in chat rooms could like control me? I could be like an outdoor poppy robot. And they could take me on a little adventure. And then that way, I can still work on my podcast and get a little bit of the good old Sunny D in my veins. So that's what I'm thinking, you know. This could be great. I'm going to take the podcast outside. We're going to do it. Let's get on with it. Let's take this podcast outside and I'll be a big old poppy podcast walking robot. I'm going to be controlled by people in chat rooms. Let's do it. Real conversations, reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Right, chat room guys, are we ready to rock? Go for it. Tell me where to go, control my movements. Remember, I can't go near anyone because of COVID and I can't do anything illegal. So help me with my daily exercise, okay? Yes. So I've walked out of my house and onto the street. Where are we going to go?
Okay, head north.
Get on the nearest bus and go somewhere.
Left foot, forward, right foot.
Shit in the street.
All right. Okay, yeah, yep. Come on. Coordinate. Yeah, I can't shit in the street.
Left foot.
Right foot.
Left. Right.
Yes, yeah, guys, I'm doing it. I'm walking. You're working together.
Okay, keep heading north.
Are you in a city?
Shit in the street.
Yeah, I'm not ready for a shit yet. Maybe later.
Okay, go into a shop.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What shop?
Off-license.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll actually do that, yeah. I'll go in a corner shop. What shall I get?
Condoms.
Absinthe.
Lube.
Eggs.
Yeah, I'm in one. It's a little hipstery one. They don't have, like, lube or absinthe anything in here. They have quail eggs.
Oh, my God, what's quail eggs?
Yeah, get them.
Get the eggs. Get the lube.
Yeah, there's no lube. There's no lube. There's no lube.
What's in there?
There's quail eggs, usually. Fancy coffee and shit. I do actually need some I need some breakfast.
Get a banana.
There's plantain.
What's plantain again?
It's basically a banana.
I think you should get smashed.
Guys, it's 11 in the morning on a weekday.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
What, quail eggs and booze?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a very exciting morning.
Okay, you know, they've actually run out of quail eggs, okay? What booze am I getting? There's cans, there's like individual cans by themselves.
Get Carlsberg, get the quail eggs.
Yeah, they've ran out of quail eggs, right? Usually when I come in here, there's quail eggs. That's why I bought
okay,
it up.
Okay, try the next shop for quail
next
eggs.
Next shop's going to be Tesco's. They're not going to be... They don't have stuff like that. They don't have quail eggs. This is a specialist shop and they've ran out.
What can you see?
Yeah, big old high street. You know, I could walk in the direction of the park. It could be nice for me. And, you know, you could make me go to the park and do some exercise.
Yeah, okay.
Go to the park and eat a nut from a tree.
Fucking hell.
I think you should run to the park.
Okay. Jesus, these guys are not good at controlling Robot Puppy. Just spent like 20 minutes looking for quail eggs. I don't even think it's the season for them. Just running down the street in a mask with a can of Carlsberg at 11 in the morning. To be honest, it's not that much different from usual. I'm starting to regret this whole bringing the chat room outside thing. Okay, I'm in the, yeah, guys, I'm in the lush green park. Now, what do you want me to do?
Eat a nut from a tree.
I'm looking at the trees. It's just berries. I don't want to die from berries. I'll try and look for a nut.
Oh my God! Get your Carlsberg.
Crack it open.
Down it. Down it. Down it. Down it. Down it.
God, it just feels a bit gross in the morning, doesn't it? Down in Carlsberg.
I want you to down it now in the park.
I'm trying.
Who's near you in the park?
I don't know, like hot joggers.
Wink at them.
Blow a kiss.
Okay, I'm winking. I'm kissing. I need to keep moving though, like, you know, exercise, isn't it?
Is there a jogger you like?
Yeah, there's a tall, tanned one over there. I like him.
Dance.
Do a sexy dance for him. Macarena.
And sing.
I don't know the words to Macarena. It's in Spanish or something, isn't it?
Man in the mirror while doing the dance.
The dance. The man in the mirror dance. I can't dance like him. Not after a beer, anyway.
Earth song.
Yes.
This is hell. This is hell. Does Earth Song even have a dance?
Now put your arms out and sing.
This isn't funny. I hate this. You're absolute bastards. Honestly, people go mad with power, don't they? Like, I feel I've completely lost my chances with that hot jogger now. I always see him out and about. You know, maybe I should give these chat room boys a taste of their own medicine. Like an experiment. Let's see how far they'll push me when they think they're controlling me. But really, I'm going to go grab another Carlsberg and I'm going to go back to my nice, dark, stinking flat and I'm going to put my feet up and do some Class A bullshitting.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Real conversations, re-enacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Hey guys! Sorry, just long break there, wasn't it? I've just had a waz. I'm back though, still in the park. Anything else that you want to do with me?
Did the hot jogger see your earth dance?
I think he did actually. I'm just watching him now do some stretches.
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's a bit of alright. Please don't make me do anything embarrassing in front of him.
How old is he?
I don't know, he's probably about 35-ish.
Ask for his number.
No.
Why no?
Well, you can if you want to.
You need to get him to ask for your number. You can't ask for his number. It's desperate.
How can I get him to ask for my number?
What do you look like right now? What clothes are you wearing?
Yeah, I look rough. Stood here nursing a tinny in my tracksuit bottoms. Oh, guys, he looks like he's just finished his stretches and is about to run. What should I do?
Run after him.
Okay, I'm going to jog slowly behind. I'm going to keep my distance because of COVID and everything. Yeah, now, what do I do? He's going pretty fast.
How fast is he going?
Very fast. It's hard to type and run at the same time.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, fuck.
Have you found out he's got a wife?
Guys, this is the weirdest thing ever. This is the absolute weirdest thing.
Oh my God, what?
Guys, honestly, this is probably the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me.
What is it?
Well, you know we were on about eggs. Yeah, well, I was running behind him while he was jogging. And I'm checking him out a bit, right? I'm going to be honest, I was looking straight at his ass.
Lol.
I don't want to hear this.
But then I noticed something. Something rolling down one of his running short legs. And it bounced onto the path below.
What?
Shit himself?
No, not shit. An egg.
No.
Egg layer.
Load of shit.
Guys, I'm stood here holding it. I'm fucking stood here holding it. I mean, come on. I don't think he's actually laid it, but how do you explain this?
Is it warm?
Yeah, it's warm.
Shove it back up him.
Shall I?
Yeah, do it.
Is it a big egg or a small egg?
It's just like a normal sized chicken egg. Do you guys not believe me?
Nope.
Unless he dropped it, not laid it.
Well, I'm thinking maybe he's just storing it in the back of his running shorts.
Is it a raw egg?
I don't know. I could just slip it down the back of his shorts again.
Yeah, do it.
Just hand it to him and say he's dropped it.
Why didn't it smash?
Okay, I've found him. Okay, it looks like he's doing some stretches again, so I'm just gonna pop it down the back of the shorts, yeah?
Yeah, he's gonna like that.
Is this definitely a good idea?
It's the best idea you've ever had.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes, it'll be a nice way to meet someone special.
Okay, right, yeah, I'll do it. Okay, I'm back. This was genuinely such a terrible decision, and I really, really wish I'd never done this experiment. Like, it's genuinely the worst idea. I just want to scream.
Why? What's happened?
Are you married now?
No. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Okay, that should have been funny, right? That should have been a laugh. I popped it down the back of his shorts, like you guys said, and he just freaked out. He says the egg was absolutely nothing to do with him and it didn't fall out the bottom of his shorts, and he's saying maybe I mistakenly saw it, and now I'm starting to think I probably did. He's really mad that I approached him during COVID, and then on top of that there's the whole fact that I've just popped an egg down the back of his shorts. Like, it's really inappropriate, isn't it? Like, if someone did that to me, I'd be horrified. It's so inappropriate, and I don't know why I did it. And why did you guys tell me to do that?
Lol, this can't be real.
Guys, he's fucking calling the police. And I don't blame him.
What?
He needs to take a joke.
But what is the joke? What's the joke? I don't even know what the joke was. I'm positive I saw an egg roll out of the bottom of his shorts, but sometimes you see things wrong, don't you? And I've been having a lot of migraines recently, so maybe I missaw it or something.
Has he called the police?
Yeah, they're on their way.
Just leave.
What should I do? Just leg it? They're going to be here any minute.
You haven't done anything illegal.
I think I might have done. Because I popped an egg down the back of someone's shorts.
That's stupid, but not illegal.
What should I do?
I still think it's a lot of bullshit, but if it's not, just walk away.
Okay, I'm legging it.
Don't run. Just walk away and say you didn't know you'd done anything wrong.
I'm running, it's too late, I panicked.
No!
Oh God, I should have listened to you. I think I've just made it worse.
You can't run. No, no.
I ran and now they're after me, the police and everyone. Shall I just turn myself in? Or should I jump that fence?
Turn yourself in for an egg.
Jump!
Oh God, what should I do? The police are sprinting towards me.
Over the fence!
Yeah, do it!
Okay. Oh, fuck!
Lol, what?
No, hop the next fence!
Right, I've jumped the fence. And I think I've landed in, like, a steaming manure pile. What should I do? I'm covered in shit!
Strip!
Why is there a manure pile in the city?
I'm covered in shit and I'm a felon, all because of a fucking egg!
What can you see?
I don't know, I'm in a city, but this is like a grassy area and there's some like vines and stuff. It's a bit confusing. I can't believe I'm covered in shit like this.
Strip! Take the clothes off!
Really? You think it's a good idea?
Yeah, do it!
Okay, yeah, they're off. I'm completely nude. Guys, this is really weird, but I'm trying to escape from here and there's like thick glass getting in my way.
Is there a door?
Oh, guys, oh, fucking God. I think I've climbed into some kind of enclosure and I'm just watching this crane lower a strange wooden crate into here. Okay, like it's been lowered. The crate's in here with me. What should I do? There might be some supplies in it or something like that. There might be a ladder, something to help me.
Open it!
Are you absolutely sure? Okay, I'm gonna do it. Oh my fucking God, there's fucking gibbons in here! It's full of gibbons! This crate is full of gibbons! I must be in London Zoo or something! Oh my fucking God, they are attacking me! And there's people laughing and taking pictures! I'm covered in shit! I'm being attacked by gibbons! This is the worst day of my life!
Right back!
Pile driver!
I think you should just fuck them up! Yeah!
Okay, guys, I'm just going to stop this here. I think I was meant to teach these guys a lesson, but even sitting at home with my Carlsberg, just chilling out and just bullshitting to them, I've still managed to humiliate myself. I could have done anything, and I've ended up in a gibbon enclosure covered in shit and nude. So I think I've got a lot to think about here. I've got a lot to think about. That's it for this week's Poppy Ilster's Lens of the Chat. I'm recording this last little segment incredibly food poisoned. Yeah, I've basically shit myself inside out. Please join me next week for another little dose of Poppy Ilster's Lens of the Chat. Struggling to say it. Join me next week for another little dose. Join me next week for another little dose of Poppy Ilster's Lens of the Chat. Let's do this. Well, no, look, no, let's not do this because that's what I say at the start of the show, but I mean, I don't really have an ending catchphrase. Yeah, I think it is Poppy Ilster that's left the chat, so I'm just going to say Poppy Ilster has left the chat. There you go. Humiliated myself in an episode. I don't even understand.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.